I'm excited to, you know, get back out there. You know, I don't know exactly, you know, what the plan is, how many reps. I mean, I'm assuming I'll play a little bit, but don't know 100% now. Coach hadn't said anything, but, you know, it'd be good to get that rust off a little bit.
Who determines the number of snaps?
It'll probably be the head coach. You know, I don't know exactly what his plan is yet. He hadn't shared it with me. But I'm sure soon he'll let me know, hey, Dwight, you got this amount of reps, and that's it. Or none. I don't know.
As a veteran, I mean, obviously, I imagine at this point you know what you need in terms of preparation to get yourself ready for the season. Has that come into play yet, or are you still just kind of trying to find your legs and get your feet under you?
Well, I mean, I think that's all part of it. You know, it's finding your legs, getting your feet under you, knocking off the rust, you know, getting your timing back. I mean, I think that's the benefit of training camp. You know, a lot of people like to shoot it down. You know, and I think I'm part of that that team that tries to shoot down sometimes because you don't really want to be out here, you know, banging your body up. But there is a benefit to it, you know. And I think, you know, whenever I can knock off some rust in practice and get that timing together and get out there with my teammates and get some, you know, timing of some certain things that we do together, it'll be good.
How has that part of it been, the part of the work or part of getting out here and getting some work?
Well, I think it's been good. You know, I think Coach, he does a great job of making sure he doesn't kill guys, but you still get your work in, you know, and I think that's important. I think he realizes that, you know, and I embrace that because I understand it. I've been around long enough to understand, you know, you do need some work. You need something to get out there. And, you know, last year was an anomaly. I mean, I got dropped in week six, week seven. I was in, and the thing is, I had been around for a long time, so I kind of understood what I needed to do. But if I could do it all over again, you know, I'll probably take some time here in training camp to get right.
Robert Griffin is their starter. So for a guy with your experience, do you prefer to go up against someone, you know, with that type of mobility? Does that help you get ready even more than a guy who's more of a pocket quarterback, or does it matter?
I don't think. I mean, when you get ready to play a game, I think it's all about getting ready, period, 100%. There's no not getting as ready. You know, it's always I'm giving my all, regardless if it's a guy, a statue, you know, Bledsoe, old school guy, just doesn't move at all, or you're talking about, you know, Robert, who's going to move a little bit. You know, I think for me, it just depends on the scheme. You know, some quarterbacks happen to hold on to the ball a little bit more based on the scheme. You know, and that's the type of quarterback that I like. I don't care if you're a pocket passer or if you run around. If you hold on to the ball, you're my friend.
What's your veteran evaluation of Vic Beasley now that you've had a few practices with him under your belt?
I mean, I think Vic is a tremendous talent. He's young. You know, he has a lot to learn, but the upside is absolutely amazing for him. You know, and I'm going to try to help him out as much as I can, you know, try to navigate through, you know, all the troubled waters and all the things that he'll run into that he hadn't experienced yet. I'll try to, you know, catch him up to speed as much as possible. But, you know, at this point, I mean, he looks pretty good.
Dwight, Vic told me that he actually was watching film of you before you even got here just to see your technique and how you do things. Because you said yourself you've been around for a while.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel when you hear something like that?
A little old. No, but it's all good. I mean, I think, you know, that's why there's film. You know, I think, you know, you go out there and you watch a guy that you want to emulate, you know, certain moves, maybe a guy that has the same type of body type that you have, so you can see if you can do same moves. Like, I can't watch Reggie White. There's no way I'm humping anybody and flipping somebody over. But I might watch a guy like Derek Thomas or Lawrence Taylor. You know, and that's for me, you know, and I think it's the same thing, you know, with guys in the league now. You kind of have to watch a guy who has the same type of body type to see if you can and do those types of moves.
As a veteran guy, with these guys needing, you know, some help on pass rush, what are one or two things that you would like to impart as a veteran to this young crew?
Well, you know, understand is that, you know, this is a game of, you know, who does better longer, you know, and who goes out and tries harder longer. And it's a humbling game because, you know, especially when you start getting tired. And when you get tired, I think when that thing jumps on your back, it kind of shows you what type of character that you got. So, you know, I think I can kind of instill a lot of the pass rush mentality. You know, I was born in that type of environment coming out with Coach Dungy, you know, and that whole 4-3 type of defense cover too. So it was all about down linemen. And this is the same type of scheme where it's about four guys getting after the QB. So I have a lot of experience in that, and I help the guys however I can.